Feeling okay?
I feel great.
Okay, okay.
I'm having a great morning now.
Didn't know we were going to have to dump you already.
I haven't laughed that hard in a long time.
I was crying. But
it was wonderful.
We had an interesting walk here this morning because when we were preparing to come out here to San Francisco,
yes,
we were trying to see how or what we needed as far as transportation goes. Because we are getting out pretty early. Our show starts at 7 a.m. and we walk from the hotel around 6:15. So the initial thought was, that's a little early.
And it's dark.
Yeah.
Sun hasn't even begun to rise
yet. Maybe you guys will get a car and can try to get as close as you possibly can to the media center and not have to walk through the streets. And then they're so stingy here with the stingy with the parking passes as far as coming here. And I don't even know where the heck you would park to even try and get closer.
I don't either.
Because on day one, we thought, okay, let's see if we can get the car and get closer. And you just said, hey, dude, let's just walk. And let's, you know, just take a chance. Let's just walk and see how it is. And if it's something that we're not comfortable with, maybe we can drive and see how we can go the next day. So walked, no problem. So we've been walking every day ever since. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about this in comparison to New Orleans from last year, because I have this theory that in New Orleans, they tried their best to try and get the people that you'll normally see on the streets kind of out the way.
They did.
Or try to clean it up as much as they can to put on a good face for the city. And maybe if you're walking around, you'll get a little more comfortable, because the walk from our hotel in New Orleans to the media center is way longer than the walk that we have from here, our hotel, to here in San Francisco. Not longer, but it's...
Twice as long.
I think it probably is twice as long as what we had to walk in New Orleans.
And definitely, for
we
sure.
We walked every day from our hotel in New Orleans to the media center.
Yeah.
And the only day we saw someone was a guy that... he wasn't unhoused.
No,
he was just out kicking it, and that's where he slept because he was so messed up.
Yeah, he was so drunk, the dude, it was obvious he passed out and just fell asleep on a corner of a street in New Orleans.
And when we walked by is when he woke up. For the morning, and he kind of looked around and
like, "Who are you guys?"
Yeah, then kind of looked down at his hand, and he had the beard. Like, "Why are you guys in my room?" And then, "Whoa, why is it so chilly in my room?" And
yeah, that was hilarious. Outside.
So, and it's a different story here in San Francisco
because it's this city is oddly dirty.
And I didn't the only couple of times I've been, I have never in my right mind ever thought about comparing it to New Orleans. But just staying here the first few days and walking downtown and walking from my hotel to the media center and then walking back.
Yeah.
It gives me all kinds of New Orleans feels.
Like non-cleaned up New Orleans.
The smell.
Yes.
The, you know, just dirty. I mean, just people around. And there are people doing bits. All kinds of bits.
Yes.
Around here to try and get money.
The one-man band guy yesterday.
Right.
And then some dude was playing like a vuvuzela or something.
I don't know what that was, but he was shirtless.
Or a didgeridoo. I couldn't figure out what that was supposed to be.
At first I thought it was an oboe.
Might have been an oboe.
I don't know.
It looked like a giant log.
It was really long, but the only sound he could make was brrr.
Yeah.
Brrr.
And he was just sitting there playing
the thing.
That's
all he did.
Yeah.
And he had a bucket in front of him. And it was just empty because it's the only sound he could make.
Yeah, and then you see a lot of different, I guess those are acts, bits, whatever you want to call them.
Right.
But they're trying to get you to throw them some money. And the amount of religious street witnessing that goes on here
is
unreal. And we are talking the Jehovah's Witnesses are right next to the Jehovah's Witnesses in a different language that are right next to somebody on a microphone and then two other dudes on a microphone. And I can't tell if they're giving you the same message, if they're competing against each other. Who knows?
I will say about the Jehovah's Witnesses, they don't approach you.
No,
they
don't
say
there.
Anything. They just stand there. And if you look, they'll definitely stop and talk.
Actually, really nice.
They're not saying anything.
Right. They're way nicer than the guy on the microphone screaming at you about you're going to burn in hell.
Dude, that one dude and was actually stopping people. And, of course, this is going up on social media somewhere. Because I think there are two guys working together.
Yeah.
Because one dude on the microphone that's pretty loud is just kind of going and witnessing in his own way. But then they have somebody else with a camera, with a phone, and then they kind of have someone with their arm around them kind of talking to them and putting it on tape or whatever. And then there was this one guy, as we were walking back from lunch yesterday, the one guy with the microphone that was witnessing, there was a guy that was like on a bicycle across, and he was yelling.
Yeah, he was arguing with him.
Right, arguing with him, and that guy wasn't even paying attention to the one with the microphone. So it's just a lot. It's a lot going on.
Oh, yeah, because then we came up with my, we were going to start a religion for me.
Right, right.
And see, and just put me out there in a robe. And have that guy come up to me like, oh, but you are the lost one, not me.
Right, because you fed the multitude with almonds
with
and
almonds
beer
and
kale.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, that was your last supper. Yes. Yeah, we was coming up with a – everybody has bits around here. We're trying to come up with bits.
Every time I would say, do you hear me? Then the synth would play.
We built this city.
See? Who built this city? It was we.
Just have the light behind you with your arms across. But, yeah, it's so much going on here. And, yeah, like I said, it's the first time I've ever compared this city to New Orleans. And I don't think I've ever seen this city like this. Again, I've only stayed here twice, once for the Super Bowl 10 years ago, and I don't remember anything sticking out about the Super Bowl in San Francisco 10 years ago. I really, truly don't. And the other time I came here, I was on my way to Sonoma, and we stayed a couple of nights in San Francisco because my wife's uncle lived here. And we went and hung out with him, played golf with him, and just hung and all, those, and that, all that before we went up to Sonoma.
Yeah, and I wonder how touristy this area down here would normally be. I would doubt it's got to be very little because most people are going to the Bay, like closer to the Bay and not an actual central downtown San Francisco.
Are there any downtowns that are the touristy places in cities? Because it seems like if you're not working there,
I guess
you're really
like
truly trying to avoid
New York. Everything it feels like is kind of
I guess,
but that's different.
I feel Minneapolis, I went there this past summer, and that downtown was pretty active.
And again, it's different because like a lot of people that would come, Dallas is a great example. There's people that come to Dallas that will go, oh yeah, I visited downtown Dallas. Oh really? What part? Like, did you go to what we call downtown Dallas,
right,
or did you go to Dealey Plaza, or did you go to a Mavs game, which is we do not call that downtown Dallas.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so there are different parts of that where we would have, oh, so you went to Victory Park, or you went to DeBellum, or you went to Uptown, which we, that's not, in my brain, that's not downtown, downtown.
I consider Dealey Plaza downtown.
Yeah, that's probably downtown Dallas.
But that's probably, I see what you're saying. And even, in, like, almost compared to if you tell me, yeah, I went to Oak Cliff, and then you'll say, I went to Bishop Arts.
Yeah, that's
it's
not
Oak
downtown.
Cliff, but I just don't feel like that's Oak Cliff.
No, and so you get those little different pockets, and I think a lot of tourists here, Fisherman's Wharf is really popular. And I went to Fisherman's Wharf the other night, and Pier 39, super touristy.
Right.
Golden Gate Bridge area, very clean. The trails over there are clean. It is really, really nice. A lot of people are doing that. But, man, the walk over here, and the actual, what I would guess is considered more downtown, because we're very close to City Hall and everything down here, it is, the streets are disgusting.
Yeah.
And they hose them off every morning.
Yeah, and the traffic is ridiculous.
It's I've never, in New York, I wasn't driving my own car, and I took the subway a lot, but I've never been in a city with the traffic to go a mile that takes as long as it does here.
I just
every
compare
single
it
day.
To New York. If you like,
it's unbelievable.
The last time we went to New York last year was, all right, it takes you 15, 18 minutes to go a mile and a half. And it's like, my gosh, it feels like you can walk there, but I don't want to walk a mile. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Like, you're almost better walking from the hotel to some pickup point right by the 101 and getting picked up there and then going.
No,
and
that's
you
true.
Could probably walk there before the car could get you there.
That's absolutely true.
And that's not an exaggeration.
No.
Like, it is shocking how bad the streets are in downtown San Francisco.
It's pretty bad. It is pretty bad. And we're here. And we had two different activities that we went to last night. And I know
we
were talking about, I had a decision to make because our activity, we were going to the NBA game, Golden State playing Philadelphia, and we got the news yesterday morning that Steph wasn't playing.
Yes.
And Embiid's not playing for Philadelphia because they were on the back end of a back-to-back. And I was thinking, man, do I go to this game or do I wind up going to the media party? Well, let's talk about that next because two different evenings – had two different results, and it's the Invasion live in San Francisco on Radio Row. We'll come back and talk about our night last night next here on The Ticket.